Random House Audio presents Elsewhere, written and read by Richard Russo. Prologue. A few years ago, passing the sign on the New York State Thruway for the Central Leatherstocking region, a friend of mine misread it as saying laughingstock and thought, that must be where Russo's from. She was right. I'm from Gloversville, just a few miles north in the foothills of the Adirondacks, a place that's easy to joke about unless you live there, as some of my family still do. The town wasn't always a joke. In its heyday, 9 out of 10 dress gloves in the United States were manufactured there. By the end of the 19th century, craftsmen from all over Europe had flocked in, for decades producing gloves on a par with the finest made anywhere in the world. Back then, glove cutting was governed by a guild, and you typically apprenticed, as my maternal grandfather did, for 2 or 3 years. The primary tools of a trained glove cutter's trade were his eye, his experience of animal skins, and his imagination. It was my grandfather who gave me my first lessons in art, though I doubt he would have worded it like that, when he explained the challenge of making something truly fine and beautiful from an imperfect hide. After they're tanned, but before they go to the cutter, skins are rolled and brushed and finished to ensure smooth uniformity, but inevitably they retain some of nature's imperfections. A true craftsman, he gave me to understand, works around these flaws or figures out how to incorporate them into the glove's natural folds or stitching. Each skin posed problems whose resolution required creativity.